الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، This is the ninth hadith in Imam al-Nawawi's collection of 40 ahadith, الأربعون النووية. This hadith was collected by Imam Bukhari, Muslim and others, and there are other narrations from Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه. Let's read this one here. عن أبي هريرة عبد الرحمن بن صخر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما نهيتكم عنه فاجتنبوه وما أمرتكم به فأتوا منه ما استطعتم فإنما أهلك الذين من قبلكم كثرة مسائلهم واختلافهم على أنبيائهم صلى الله على محمد. Imam al-Nawawi says that Abu Huraira, whose name is Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr, عن أبي هريرة عبد الرحمن بن صخر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال, he said, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. What a statement. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, he was there, he heard it. You can only read it and benefit from it. He heard it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. Whatever I forbid for you, stay away from it. وَمَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And whatever I command you to do, do of it whatever you can. فَإِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Because those who came before you, especially the Christians and Jews, were destroyed because of what? كَثْرَةُ مَسَائِلِهِمْ. They were asking their messengers plenty of questions, many questions, a lot of questions, unnecessary questions. They didn't need those questions in their religion. واختلافهم على أنبيائهم. Also, they disputed with their prophets. And therefore, the commandment here is we stay away from their ways. This is why Allah tells us in the Quran, and by the words of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the ways of the nations that came before us, so that we don't do the evil things they did before. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here says, مَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. Whatever I forbid for you, stay away from it. Not according to your ability. Note here the difference. When it comes to a commandment from him to do something, we do whatever Allah allows us to do. But when it comes to the prohibition, we just stay away from it. Not according to our ability, we just فاجتنبو. Stay away from it. Shun it. Abandon it. Don't do it. Can it be more clear? So whatever he prohibits for us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stay away from it completely. That's it. As for the commandments, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a rahmah, mercy, for al-alameen, especially those who say la ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. He says, whatever I command you to do, then do of it whatever you can. This is according to ability that Allah gives one, not according to the wishes and desires. Somebody doesn't want to actually do it. Oh, I can't do it. No, 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 no. The ability here, whatever Allah allows you, gives you the ability to do, then you must do it. Less than that, shortcomings. Here, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whatever Allah allows you, gives you the ability, whatever you can do, then do it. So it is a commandment. So again, note that when it comes to what's haram, فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. His commandments, do whatever you can of it. And then he mentioned the ills of the nations who came before us, Muslims, so that we don't do the same thing. Too many questions. They asked their prophets too many questions. Read the Quran, see, like, for example, Musa alayhi salam, how much trouble they gave him and dispute. And rejection and asking for more. But, you know, the cow, he ordered them to slaughter any cow. They kept asking until Allah required them to find a cow that had nothing similar to it. It was one of its kind, the one and only cow that they could find. They made things, you know, difficult from them. They made things in the religion difficult for themselves. Why? Too many questions, disputing with the prophets. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from their ways because they're not good. So when it comes to the commandments, the wajib, what's required of us, then we do whatever we can, whatever Allah allows us, meaning real ability, not wishes and desires. Haram, that's it, haram. Ability has nothing to do with it. Here, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us knowledge in the religion, make us among the righteous. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.